Chapter 2. New York. A pleasant-looking man met Bond at Idlewild Airport in New York.
"My name's Halloran," he said. "I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Bond. Would you follow me?"
Outside the airport building, a large black Buick car was waiting. Halloran and Bond climbed into it, and the driver took them towards the center of Manhattan. After a time, they stopped outside the best hotel in New York, the St. Regis, at the corner of Fifth Avenue and 55th Street. A middle-aged man, in a dark blue coat and a black hat, came out to meet them.
Halloran said, "Mr. Bond, this is my boss, Captain Dexter. Can I leave him with you now, Captain?"
"Sure," said Dexter. "Ask for his bags to be sent up to room 2100, top floor. I'll go with Mr. Bond and see that he has everything he wants."
Bond turned to say goodbye to Halloran. Across 55th Street was a black Chevrolet car. Bond saw it suddenly move out into the busy traffic. The driver was a black woman wearing a chauffeur's uniform. For a moment, Bond also saw the passenger in the back seat of the car. Just before the car rushed away, the huge grey-black face turned slowly and looked back at Bond through the back window. Was this the face of Mr. Big? Bond followed Captain Dexter inside the hotel and into the lift. They got out at the 21st floor and walked to room 2100. Dexter unlocked the door. The room was an expensive-looking sitting room, with comfortable chairs, light grey walls, and a long sideboard. This low cupboard had several bottles of drink and glasses on it. The January sunshine shone through a wide window. At that moment, the bedroom door opened, and a tall, thin young man with blonde hair came into the room. He had a wide smile on his face. Bond stared at him in surprise.
"Felix Leiter," said Bond. "What are you doing here?"
He shook the other man's hand warmly.
"Are you on this job?"
Leiter smiled.
"The CIA thought we did well on that casino job, James. So yes, here I am. I'm the link between the CIA and our friends of the FBI.
He nodded his head towards Captain Dexter, who did not look especially pleased about it.
"It's the FBI's case, here in America. But the CIA is interested in the Jamaican part of the job. You're here to look after the Jamaican side of things for the British. Sit down, and let's have a drink. Lunch is on its way."
They sat down, and Leiter gave Bond a large glass. As Bond started to drink his martini, Captain Dexter said,
"Now, Mr. Bond, tell us what you know about this case."